Katie Weaver.
And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Two Russian strikes on Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city, killed 8 civilians and injured at least 10. Olivia Zelino from Reuters has more.
Ukraine's national police said the attack was launched by drones, while regional officials said Russian forces used missiles and bombs. Kharkiv's mayor said residential areas were hit, including high-rise buildings and a gas station. The first strike occurred just after midnight, according to news reports, while a second took place later in the afternoon. Ukraine's military said its air defenses destroyed 28 of 32 drones and 3 of 6 missiles launched by Russia. It follows deadly strikes on Friday in the southern city Zaporizhia. Local officials said Russia fired 2 missiles, then 40 minutes later, fired another 3 as first responders and journalists were on the scene. 2 journalists covering the aftermath of the strikes were among those wounded in the city, which is near the front line in the war with Russian forces.
Olivia Zelino from Reuters. Thousands demanded the resignation of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu during a rally in Tel Aviv on Saturday. The rally was held as Israel's war in Gaza enters its 6 months triggered by Hamas's October 7th cross-border rampage. Netanyahu's government has faced protests at home demanding a deal to free the dwindling number of live hostages. Western countries, meanwhile, have voiced outrage over what they see as an unacceptably high Palestinian civilian toll and the accompanying humanitarian crisis. Some of the protesters who joined the Saturday gathering said they want to see an election in the coming months. Israel is retaliating against Hamas in Gaza over the deadly October 7th attack on Israel by the Palestinian militant group, saying they killed some 1,200 people and took more than 250 people hostage. Gaza health authorities say Israel has killed more than 33,000 people since. Hamas is a U.S.